Thank you very much. Good morning. Buenos días to all of you. Thank you very much for the invitation. And I'm really representing a whole group of very dedicated professionals that we have been working for the last 2 or 3 years in developing this framework. And now we're very happy to actually to present to you the results of the framework. First of all, this is the presenter disclosures, of course, so I have no other reason to be here but just to share the information with you. I'm going to be very quickly, because actually the presentation, we're going to do it with my colleague Silvia, who she has involved since the beginning. So the first 10 minutes, I'm going to talk about the process that we follow, and she's going to actually talk about the actual findings. So we're going to go through the purpose until until future steps. What was our original purpose of the group? First of all, to collaboratively build a framework of essential public health competencies that the health workforce should master to face current and future challenges. To strategically plan training of public health workforce based on assessment of competencies, and to collaboratively build public assets in the region. What was our vision? And this is a very important construction, but because we were talking a lot at the beginning of the process that in most of us were we were training and we are working in Latin America, and most of our efforts, our health institutions, they train and they give a lot of money in the training, but without knowing or without having really a competency-based framework. So every year they give money and we think that we are not really training in the specific competence that our countries really needed. So what we are actually would like to see is a coherent, a very integrative model where the health systems and the educational system work together in order to really establish the competencies, and then from those competencies train, develop training strategies, and then the evaluation and certification would be related to those training and to those competencies. And of course, all this model based on the population needs, and the aim it will be to the population health and well-being. Hopefully we can work together in trying to push that we work in a systems framework. So the group that we started to work, we developed different stages. Actually, this is actually the first stage that we just accomplished, which was to put together a regional framework that we can all work in our own countries. But later on, we really would like to develop more in specific areas of practice, as you're gonna see. And from those, we would like to see that all the training strategies of all our countries really goes together to develop these competencies. And of course, during these 2 or 3 years, we did develop a collaborative network of teachers, researchers, tutors to share good practices, resources, and projects in the region. Of course, we didn't start with scratch. We started with the very good examples, very big examples. We feel that we were stepping into the shoulders of these giants, which was the United Kingdom framework of competencies, the Canadian framework, and of course in the States, the Council on Linkages between Academia and Public Health Practice. So we did analyze very well these models before we actually start working in ours. We put together a regional committee, so you can see that we have, of course, Pajo leading the work. We were involved in Mexico, but also University in Chile, Antioquia in Colombia, University of Puerto Rico, and the National Institute of Health in Peru. And we were the leaders of the different components, but we formed committees under each of these regional leaders. We have discussions since 2008 in Cali, Colombia. We have initial discussions, but we have had several meetings. You can see that we met in Colombia, in Mexico, again in Colombia, then in Peru, and very recently in Trinidad and Tobago, we presented the framework in order to have all the English-speaking Caribbean countries feedback in this framework. The foundation for our work was we look at the essential public health functions as a basis for our discussion, but two very important things that we were discussing and integrating in our model, they were the social determinants of health and the focus on primary health care. So those were the three areas of foundations of our model. And we also had the public health values. We dedicated a long time just discussing what would be the value involved in our competencies. So we strongly support the idea that the whole competence should be based in values. And the values that we are supporting is those ones that are here. I just mentioned some of them: the commitment to equity, social justice, and sustainable development, recognition of the importance of both community and individual health, a broad understanding of the social determinants of health, the intersectorial and interdisciplinary approach, respect for diversity, self-determination, and empowerment, the importance of community participation, and the key role of primary care. So our model had domains, dimensions, and areas of practice. The domains that we have in our model, we came up with six domains where we integrated all our competencies. They are health situation analysis, surveillance and control of risks and threats, health promotion and social participation, policy planning, regulation and control, equitable access to quality health services, and international global health. Now, for each domain, we have dimensions. We have if it is appropriate, we said that we're going to come up with competencies if it's necessary, but we need to really look in each of these domains if we need some competence for the planning, management, evaluation, communication, leadership, and research of each specific domain. We also were thinking that we need to look at the areas of practice. We need to look at what happened at the national level, at the regional or state level, at local municipality level, and community level. So our model could look something like this, where you have the competencies in front, where in six different essential domains. Each domain will have dimensions as appropriate, which is in the top, and each of these will need to be having sub-competencies at the national, regional, local, or community level, and all of this framework under the values that we have already defined. So once we had that model in our mind, we divided the six domains. So we put the domains in charge of every of the universities that were involved in the committee, the regional committee. So each of us, for example, in my domain, I was working in the global health domain number six. We put together in each country. Practitioners, people from the federal government, people from the state, from the community, from the academia, and intersectorial, we were looking at also having intersectorial people. So each committee, regional committee, specific committee, we were talking about maybe 10 or 12 people in each one in order to really develop the competencies. And once we have like an international validation because we sent all the competencies that we did to the others in order to have the latest. So at the end, we had more than 190 experts, researchers, trainers, and our partners from 22 countries of the region actually looking at the competencies. So now I'm going to present the competencies. So Silvia is going to do that.
Hello, and thank you for the opportunity to present what we have been developing. I might bore you a little bit, but I'm going to go into the competencies, okay? Because I think that at this point, we're going to give you some details about the language of those competencies and how it reflects the actual values and what, and because at this point, the language tells it all, okay? And to see if we really did what we were supposed to be doing. I hope I do this right. Okay, as Dr. Magaña was presenting, we gave a very important role of the values. What were the values that we wanted to promote with this set of competencies? And how was this different from other set of competencies that were actually out there? First of all, and I want to recapitulate on this, the important thing here, it was a regional instead of one country. So getting together in terms of what were the values of the whole region was a very important process. So for us, we really tried to use that as the stepping stone for the rest of the project. Also, knowledge, skills, and attitude, as was given, is the definition of what encompasses the competencies. But in the middle of between values and knowledge, skills, and attitudes, we have the substantive part of the competency and the cross-cutting part of the competency. The substantive is what we call the domain. The cross-cutting, what we were calling the actual dimensions, okay? And you'll see that if we do this pairing with the other projects, we will see that a lot of the cross cutting that and dimensions that we put here, they're called domains in some other places. But we wanted to make sure that in all the substantive areas, the actual skills for planning, evaluation, research were included in the substantive area. So this is how it looks. What do we mean by health situation analysis? We understood that that is the assessment of the population, health situations and trends through the study of its health determinants for decision-making policy. And in this area, we in each of the domains, we have from 8 to 10 competencies. I will only highlight some of them that exemplify where we capture the actual values that we were talking about. All these ones here, you will see the areas of the improvement, communication, management, but I want to highlight in the first one what they call a population level and their determinants. As you have seen, we wanted to introduce in these competencies the area of health, the social determinants of health, primary care, and the and the functions. So you will see them highlighted throughout the language of the competencies. The second area is the surveillance and control of risk and threats. This is basically a lot of epidemiology in it. And if you see, although we have a lot of the language that goes with the social determinants of health, the functions, we really wanted to make sure that the competencies also were very technical and was giving the level of technical knowledge and skill that is needed in the region. And you will see that a lot in this domain. So you will see the manage, the analyze threat, the conduct biomedical and social demographic and environmental operations, the part of getting the operation skills. But again, we also included at the end of the third competency, for example, we have the evaluate the social response to them. We were very aware to make sure that the social part and the social participation was included in this language. This is one of the ones that this is the domain that was worked from the University of Puerto Rico, and it's different from other competencies projects because it actually raised health promotion and social participation to the level of a domain. And this is where we think that there will be a change of paradigm in many of the things that we do because we actually want the health force, the health workforce to have that social the ability to do altering the social, the environment, the economic conditions, and to impact health. So health promotion is central to this regional program, and I think that it makes it a little different. The word is worded, and the prominence that health promotion and social participation have in this model, it makes it a little different from other models. Again, here's some of the language that we used, and I like very much the first one, including the ethical consideration and cultural competencies included there. The cultural competencies included in other models, but we put it here within the health promotion activities. Then to implement the modalities and mechanisms and promote empowerment to achieve social and community participation in health. For us, we were very important in the context of the region to make sure that those things of empowerment and the community participation were present with high visibility. Then we go into the policy planning, regulation and control, and understanding of health policies, plan and regulation, and protecting the actual advocacy and the skills for drafting new laws and becoming giving the skills to actual citizen participation in that part of the of policy development. Also important to us, and I want you to, the language of that third competency is the international cooperation, because we were talking about a regional framework. Okay. Access and quality were central. Again, we wanted to capture the primary care language in this project, so we elevated it to the at a level of domain, and you'll see in some of the language of this one, I want to highlight number three, the promote and participate in socially sensitive multidisciplinary teams and employ community approach for ongoing improvement of health services. Again, quality in the hands of multidisciplinary teams and in the community. Okay. As the health promotion part, this is also one that we elevated to a that is not really a domain in many of the other sets that we saw, is the international and global health. And the third point there was very important to us. We wanted to make sure that the health workforce understand that we are an interconnected world, that global approaches and global events have a local impact, and give the skills for that. Okay. And this is some of the things that we included in some of the type of competencies that you'll see, and it's that idea that what you do, what happens in the world, do have a impact in my local, and what I do locally can be served as an example for and could be initiatives that could result in improved care for other populations. Okay. Well, how could this framework be used? Okay, here, and I this is repeated maybe from what Dr. Joan and shared with us, this is how we expect the regional competency framework that could be used. It's a rational foundation that we help, that we think should help understand and have a common language in the development of the curriculum. But above all, we hope that it will provide a coherent global vision of public health for the region. Okay. Next steps. We want to develop some competencies for the areas of practice. Okay, we have not developed this. This is only the framework. We need to do it and to go into the sub-competencies. We want to implement competency assessment system and training strategies in the countries by sharing good practices, and to strengthen the collaborative network established for the project, building alliances, sharing experiences and resources. But we have to share also the challenges that we have with this project. And I want to go over the different challenges that we had and that we're still having. For example, one of the things that we had, especially when you have a region, is how to have that tension between being prescriptive and acknowledge all the regional diversity. Can you imagine if you had that in only one country? Can you imagine putting together the 22 or more countries of the region, especially when we try to translate this and expand it to the English-speaking Caribbean? This was developed by the Spanish-speaking Latin American countries, and we wanted to present it to the Caribbean. And maybe, I don't know if Jose will enter into that process of validating this in another context and another language. Also, when you go into domains and you try to address values, sometimes you keep it to general knowledge and you forget about the specialized skills. So we had that tension constantly between the actual domains and those dimensions that were supposed to give the skills. And we're still discussing that. Define the target audience with greater precision. We want it to be beyond the traditional public health worker, and that this will be a framework that could be used for all the health workers. And doing that, then we lose precision. So where's the right balance for that? We're still talking about that. And then translate to learning objectives and instructional competency is still one of our challenges. As you say, we are now if you go back to the model that Joan presented at the beginning, we are just at the level of the framework. But translating it to that left corner of your model, we still have a lot to do about that in terms of then converting this in actual learning and experiences. And, okay. And of course, we need to monitor and evaluate their acceptance and their impact, that we how do we disseminate that. And thank you. It's a monitoring construction.